The reason that I said that state and local elections are critically important, they're the ones who make these laws. And what makes us different than any other country in the world if we don't have private property rights? There's a good chunk of the Constitution that is centered around our property rights.
Welcome to the Get Real Podcast, your high-octane boost of full-on reality therapy for personal, business, and investing success with your host, Ron Phillips, because somebody's got to tell it like it is.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Get Real Podcast. Ron Phillips, Heather Marchant, here to serve you.
This is going to be fun.
Oh, man. Sometimes the news. This would be funny if it weren't so abusive.
And a true story, like you would think this would be like, can you imagine if?
I'm telling you what, this is so insane. So people ask us all the time, like, why are you guys stuck in these, I don't know, people on the coast, they're like, well, these are like podunk areas. Nobody lives in the Midwest. Everybody lives in New York and LA and San Francisco and Chicago, like all these places. Yeah, that's true. And property values are super high there and they do go up over time. And then there's this woman gets arrested.
Arrested, not just.
This Queens woman was arrested for trying to keep squatters out of her home by changing the locks. Now, this is important. She was reportedly charged with unlawful eviction. I mean, it's her house.
And it's a $1 million house.
This is different than the one in California where the people had bought a house. There were squatters in the house. Still crazy. But this is even more crazy. This house was not for lease. It's her house. And when she got there, the squatters had changed the locks and had moved in to her house. Okay, this is a house that she inherited from her family. Her parents passed away. And during this time, these people just moved in. They just moved in. They have no lease, nothing. I'm not sure why this isn't called like theft, breaking and entering. There's so many laws that these people break when they do this. But if they can, apparently, if they can get in there for 30 days, they have rights to the house. And I don't understand how that works. But people are classified in New York as tenants if they can break into your house and stay there for 30 days.
They probably try to hide too so that you don't know they're living there because they probably know this law.
You can't get them out either. You get in trouble if you go try to get them out.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
It is beyond comprehension. I think this kind of all started after COVID. Like COVID really set the stage for this. And right now, everybody's blaming this on Joe Biden because he's currently the president. But he's not the one who started the eviction moratorium. Trump did. And then Biden like put it on steroids after that. And then it's just been this weird, like people can do whatever they want with your house ever since. So this lady called the police. The police came.
Wait, what lady? You mean the...
This lady in Queens. This lady in Queens.
Okay.
She called the police. These other people said that the door was open. We didn't come in illegally. So I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
It's like you need to put up a sign that says you don't live here. Like, is that
right? So the police got there, right? So the lady calls the cops on these people. Police arrive. The people are like, yeah, we have a lease. They can't show a lease. They can't show anything that would suggest they had been there for 30 days. Mm-hmm. So the cops take them out of the house. Now, you would think that that would be the end of it.
Yeah.
It is not. Okay. Because the homeowner changed the locks and went back about her property. And then the cops came back and arrested her for unlawful eviction. Because you can't just kick people out and change the locks if they have a lease or if they have rights to your property. Now, the lady's standing in there. There's a video of this online. You guys can look this up. There's a video of this lady with interaction with the cops. And she's like, do you see this? These people literally broke my door down. This is not funny. This poor lady.
It's horrible.
The cops go, you can't kick these people out. You have to go to eviction court. You have to go to court to kick these people who broke into your house out.
Yeah. It says the neighbor saw them carrying a door into the house in the middle of the night. Like these people sound like they know exactly what they're doing.
Oh, and there's a bunch of them out there. There's a bunch of them out there. So it is illegal. And this is true. Like if you actually have tenants in your property, they have a lease. You cannot disconnect the utilities. You can't change the locks. You can't take their stuff out of the house. You can't do any of that stuff. That is unlawful eviction. And you will get in big trouble for that. these people didn't have a lease.
Yeah.
They didn't have a lease. And this didn't just happen there. This is happening all over the place. I've read about this happening in Chicago. I've read about this happening in Atlanta. All over the place, this is happening. Where people are just entering houses. And they do it like when for sale signs go up, they'll go in. If there's not a whole bunch of activity, they'll just go in there and park it.
Yeah.
And they're like, you can't get me out. Good luck.
This New York Post article says, how does someone become a squatter? Are you ready for this, Ron?
Yeah.
Some of the scenarios in which a person becomes a squatter include, one, a tenant refusing to pay rent. Two, a relative of a former owner refusing to leave the property, or even a stranger who enters the property and never left. Squatters must have a reasonable basis for claiming the property belongs to them and must treat the home as if they were the owner. That's crazy.
A couple of things. I looked up Atlanta. I'm just curious. This is the most bizarre thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I don't know how you put squatters and rights together in the same sentence. That doesn't seem to make any sense to me. But this says, if you own a house in Georgia and someone moves in and occupies that house without your knowledge or permission, they are considered a squatter under the law. And as a squatter, they have certain rights. I don't understand, but that is apparently the law.
It makes no sense.
It's pretty incredible. So I would just like everybody to understand. So why don't we buy properties in communist cities and states? It's because of this. This is insane that people are able to do this. So private property rights, it has all been turned on its head. I think pretty much since COVID, just crazy psychotic things happening. And this is why local and state elections are so critical. They're so important. Federal is important too, but local and state is critical because local and state laws, they vary. And that's what this is all about. These are all state and local laws that we're talking about.
Yeah, it's true. Oh my gosh.
There's a whole bunch of states where I just don't think this flies. I think somebody breaks into your house, they get arrested for breaking and entering.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what should happen. But things are crazy. I mean, let's talk about one other thing. I wasn't planning on talking about this, but we're talking about New York. So I figured we should just talk about it anyway. But this Trump lawsuit is completely out of control. It's completely out of control. I'm not a fan of Trump. I'm not a hater of Trump, but I'm not a fan of the guy. I think I've been pretty clear about that. I'm an equal opportunity hater of most government officials, of which he has been one. And I think that the majority of them are involved in shady, at best, things. Probably Donald Trump included. But this is nuts. Absolutely nuts. What they're doing. And I don't care where you land politically, this shouldn't happen in America at all. And let me tell you what I'm talking about. So you can agree or disagree with the verdict or the trial, whatever it is. I don't think where there is no one harmed, I don't think you should just be able to ruin someone's life because people disagree with the valuations of properties. Banks should verify values of properties if they're using them as collateral, period. I mean, they've been doing that since Moses was a little boy. I don't think they should just get off the hook. In addition to that, since debts were repaid and really no one was harmed, there's no crime. I don't understand. I don't understand the whole thing. But let's move past that. Let's say that you get almost $500 million verdict. Of course, it's going to be appealed. And they're not allowing the appeal to happen before payment must be made, which is insane.
Yeah.
What they said is if he doesn't pay the almost $500 million or get a bond for the almost $500 million, which no one will give him because it's the biggest in the history of the country, then they're just going to start taking his assets. They're just going to start seizing his properties.
Wow.
So the reason I thought about this is because this psychotic, I don't know what else to call it other than a war against private property rights. Because if you take someone's property, actual physical real estate, okay, in this case, it's Trump's. You can hate the guy and you don't want to see him tarred and feathered or whatever, but this is wrong. And it should shake everyone to their core. Because if you take one of his properties, let's say Trump Tower, because I don't know what they would do, but let's just say they took Trump Tower away from him. They seize the asset, and then they're going to do whatever they're going to do with it, right? And then Trump appeals, and he wins on appeal. How do you give back seized property? How do you do that? This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
What they're doing in New York. I can't believe it. It was just like when Trump just completely obliterated contract law and allowed people to break their contract with landlords. How do you unring that bell?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I guess it's apropos that this is happening to Trump now after he obliterated contract law.
Yeah.
Anyway, all of the stuff that is happening to property rights, the reason that I said that it's so important, state and local elections are critically important. They're the ones who make these laws, and the local judges that are put on the courts by the people who are elected, these are really, really important. So, I mean, from a federal perspective, same thing. All federal judges, the appointments, those are chosen by, they're appointed by the people who we elect to the federal. And so all of those are really important, but the most critical ones are the state and local elections and the people, and really listening to what these people believe. What makes us different than any other country in the world if we don't have private property rights? I mean, there's a good chunk of the Constitution that is centered around our property rights.
Yeah.
And no unlawful search and seizure of our homes.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, for some reason, somebody can break into your house.
Yeah.
They can hang out there and they get protected by the government.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the most remarkable thing, people. Anyone listening to this, if you live in New York, you should be doing something about this.
I just searched this up that Georgia and Florida both have bills going through their house right now, amending squatters' rights and pulling them back. In Florida, there's a House Bill 621 that will allow a sheriff to just get the squatters out, that you call the police and they can remove them.
As it should be. Like, look, if you put somebody in your house on a lease, different story.
Yeah.
You gave them the rights to your home and you have to go to eviction court to get them out. Okay, I get it. There are certain states where we don't invest because the rights given under that tenancy are extreme, in our opinion. Okay. But at least we understand the rules.
Yeah, exactly.
This is something else. Good for Florida. Every single state in the country should do something similar to that.
Yep.
If I broke into a business, I would get arrested.
Yeah, that's true.
And I guarantee you, pick any senator, congressman, judge, probably just anybody who works for any of those people. If I broke into any one of their houses, I guarantee you I would get arrested. I don't know why it's any different for this poor lady in Queens or any other poor saps that are sitting having similar issues. But I guarantee you our legislators, nobody's busting into their house and just squatting, hanging out.
No kidding. And the top headlines are, of course, the super nice houses, $1 million, $2 million houses. You can easily find where this has happened across the country. But this happens, I'm sure, in lower end houses even more frequently, of course.
Of course. And imagine the frustration of the police officers out there who have to enforce this lunacy. Like this poor lady in Queens, the cops bust into her house to arrest her for being in her house. And they have to try to explain to her why they're arresting her when someone else broke into her house.
Yeah.
It boggles the mind. I feel bad for the police officers who have to enforce this lunacy.
Mm-hmm.
And legislators should fix this immediately. This is absurd. It's just absurd.
Yeah.
And man, every single person should be watching what's happening, local and state. Get the people out who are doing crazy things to property rights, because this is a movement that's being well-funded across the country and it's gaining some steam. It's growing legs, and you don't want it to grow legs in your area. So do something about it. We all have the power. You have the power to stop this. We have to say something. We can't be silent about this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this poor lady in Queens, she's not being quiet about it. And good for the local news for actually covering this and bringing it to everyone else's attention. But we sit back and we think, man, this could never happen to us. It could.
Yeah. If I were her, I would think I was within my rights to change the locks on my own house.
If I were her, I would think I was in my rights to pull a gun.
Yeah.
On anybody who was in my house.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me. Anyway, there's some crazy stuff out there that's happening, people with property rights you should be aware of. And we're going to keep bringing it to you so that we can all do something about it. So let your senators, your congressmen, state, federal, let everybody know this is not okay with you. And let's keep our property rights. Let's keep our state's rights intact. And let's keep our country the way that it was founded. That's why we have all the opportunity we have, folks.
Yeah.
Give that up and it's kind of over. So till next time, get out there and make something happen.
This has been the Get Real Podcast. To subscribe and for more information, including a list of all episodes, go to getrealestatesuccess.com.